With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Simply go to tntradio.live.
There's something about living here. The sky's the truth.
Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Morning, folks. I'm going to start the program. And by the way, for those around the world, it's evening in some parts of the world listening on TNTRadio.live. So it's morning here in Texas. It's more morning here in the free state of Texas, more morning in free states like Florida than it is in most states. I'm going to start off with something that, you know, I am a practicing Catholic. You know how much my faith informs my politics, informs, you know, I'm a believer in God-given rights, if that means anything to anybody. So I'm going to ask all of you to, if this is your thing, to pray for a man by the name of Bishop Strickland. Now, let me play for you. Before I left on vacation, I visited with this bishop. He's a bishop in Tyler, Texas. And this is going to be a theme today, and you all know about the Sisters of Perpetual Absurdity and their mockery of the Catholic faith. Do you think the left-wingers would be celebrating if the Sisters of Perpetual Absurdity were targeting Muslims? Do you think that would be the case? No. So Bishop Strickland, along with some other activists, decided they would stand up for the faith. And they called out the Dodgers for their support, the Los Angeles Dodgers of Major League Baseball, for their support of religious bigotry. And they did so rightly. Bishop Strickland did what he was supposed to do. He defended the faith. That's what he's called to do. And I'm going to tell you why we should be praying for him today in a second, but I want you to hear this exchange that I had with him on Newsmax. And I brought up the fact that Beijing Biden's church, I can't call it a Catholic church, because a Catholic church celebrates the sacrifice of the Mass, celebrates God, doesn't dedicate an entire Mass to something else. They celebrated a gay Mass. I don't know. I was almost speechless when I heard it. That they're redefining everything. These Marxists, these leftists, much the way the Soviet Union did. Soviet Union took over countries. Well, when the Marxists took over in Russia, they changed all the religious hymns to dedicate those hymns to the state, because that was the only God they would allow people to worship. And you've got a Pope right now, and you've got a Democrat Party right now that has that vision for America. And it's a vision that I do not buy into, that I will not support, and I will fight every step of the way. And Bishop Strickland decided he would fight too, because he recognizes he's in the fight for Jesus Christ, not for the folks of this world. So here's how the exchange went on Newsmax.
Yeah, I want to get into that too, because, you know, I, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a practicing Catholic, and I can confirm, for example, I've said it repeatedly, that Joe Biden, the man who sits in the Oval Office, is a fake Catholic. His advocacy for slaughtering children in the womb is a dead giveaway. But Biden's regressive church is coming under fire for hosting what's being dubbed a Pride Mass. This comes after Joe Biden hosted a Pride event at the White House where invitees went topless. Bishop, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which we Catholics believe is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, is and should be the central focus of any Mass. Isn't Biden's fake Catholic Church betraying the faith by making it all about sexual preference?
Absolutely. And it's it really has no basis in faith or the message of Jesus Christ. And what I always try to emphasize, the greatest charity, the greatest compassion is sharing the truth. Jesus Christ is truth incarnate. And for his truth to be blasphemed or denigrated in the ways that too often it is in our society. I mean, I know, Chris, you could have multiple images of different events and different situations that are ignoring that he is Lord of the universe.
Does that sound like a man who's a threat to anybody? Or does it sound like a convicted man who is defending his faith? From the Texan.news, the Texan.news, the Marxist Pope, the Vatican launches investigation into Tyler Bishop Joseph Strickland. Bishop Strickland has routinely made contentious jabs online against progressive causes or socialist communist causes. He now faces a Vatican-led investigation into his diocese. Roman Catholic Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas, has undergone an investigation by the Vatican's Discutere for bishops related to a flurry of accusations that include criticisms of the Marxist Pope Francis and a prayer rally in Los Angeles, California. What I mentioned about calling out the Los Angeles Dodgers for their support of religious bigotry. The investigation, according to reports, was regarding Strickland's administrative leadership at the Tyler Diocese, as well as his personal life, including his social media activity. So you all get the game. You criticize those who are betraying the faith, like Pope Francis. You criticize those who put communism and socialism above the word of God. And you're going to find yourself under investigation. The Vatican, just as corrupt, it seems, as our own deep state here in the United States. Folks, this is and I've discussed it with our friends at TNT. I've discussed it with individuals around the globe. We posted stuff on Twitter, frankly, because Twitter's the sewer. So we figured this is where it belonged. I didn't want to put it on any of the other social media. If you folks really, really are jonesing to see this stuff, you may go to our Twitter handle, at C. Salcedo Show. I put it out. There is video of kids in Germany being instructed on various sexual positions. Yes, sexual positions for the activity that should be reserved only for married people. Ollie London posting this. It shows robots undertaking sexual activity as a video, an instructional video in Germany. The entirety of the West is under attack. Western civilization, the basis of Western civilization, the nuclear family. There's a picture out of Minnesota. Sorry, it's video of a fat. I'm looking at it right now, and kids are watching. That's what you heard in the background. Let me just describe this guy. He's a fat, hairy, bald, I'm assuming, gay guy. He's in his underwear only, and he's twerking for young kids in a so-called pride parade. Proud of what? Proud of what? Everything that is on display in these so-called pride events, these LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist teachings inside of GovEd, the drag queen transvestite story hours, everything that's on display is overtly sexual. And sexuality marketed to children is perverse. I don't give a damn what adults do in the privacy of their own home. I really don't. I don't care what adults do, but you go after kids, you go after children, and that crosses a line, and that's what these sickos are doing. This guy's got his skivvies on and twerking for these kids, and only his underwear on. So this type of depravity needs to be pushed back on, stood up against. So the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, is doing just that. And for that, he gets an investigation from the Marxist Pope. So I'm going to ask all of you who, even if you're not Catholic, even if you believe in people standing up for their faith, whether you be Jewish, even folks, do you get the sense the Muslim community is bristling today, forever backing, forever getting behind the Democrat Party? Do you get the sense they're like, oh my gosh, these people are freaks? And you folks in the Muslim community, they'll be coming for your faith too very soon. Very soon. They're targeting the Jewish faith. They're targeting the Catholic faith. Don't worry, they're coming for you. Because if you worship anything other than the state, the Democrats can't tolerate you. So if you are inclined, get in touch with the Diocese of Tyler and throw your support behind Joseph Strickland, the bishop there, and ask, because I'm doing this, ask what you can do to defend them against this Marxist Pope. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You found the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Jeremy Nell on TNT Radio.
The end of COVID looks to be remarkable.
It's a funny thing because a lot of people right now are kind of tired of talking about this stuff, and I'm kind of tired of talking about it as well. But because I take the position, the health freedom community is latching on to some fundamentally disempowering, untrue things about health that will actually allow situations like COVID to perpetuate and occur again in the future. It's important that we get down to the granular details, dare I say, the molecular details, to uncover exactly what happened to ensure that this nonsense never happens again.
What nonsense are you talking about?
Well, everything that happened the last 3.5 years. That's the nonsense.
Jeremy Nell on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
While the mainstream media peddles fear, thousands of prominent scientists are speaking out despite a near blackout in the mainstream media. For example, Clintel was founded in 2019 by Emeritus Professor of Geophysics Gus Berghout and science journalist Marcel Kroc. This global network of 900 scientists and professionals make the point that CO2 is not a pollutant. It is essential to all life on Earth. Photosynthesis is a blessing. More CO2 is beneficial for nature, greening the Earth. Additional CO2 in the air has promoted growth in global plant biomass. It is also good for agriculture, increasing the yields of crops worldwide.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back. You know, these Pride events, so-called Pride events, Bud Light is still sponsoring them. Bud Light was sponsoring a parade where grown men showed up nude in front of children. And Bud Light's, yeah, yeah, let's support that. their brand is tanking. Nobody wants any part of Bud Light anymore. The other sellout brands who decided to get political, they're all tanking as well. So coming up later in the program, we're going to talk to somebody who's making sure that Major League Baseball and the Dodgers don't escape culpability for their support of religious bigotry. And, you know, Russell and I have had discussions about this before, about what the NFL has done, about what the NBA has done, about what Major League Baseball has done. And my view is this. They did it to themselves. They did it to themselves. The idea that Major League Baseball and the NFL and these major corporations can do these things and say, well, we're just going to do it without any consequence. We don't care what you think. If you don't care what the consumers think, then don't be surprised when the consumers abandon you. So we're going to get more into that coming up later in the program. In this vein, I've got a couple of stories out there, and I want to get into Ted Cruz and this exchange that we started dissecting yesterday, but I want to get to it because I want you all to know what the game is. Yesterday we played a back and forth, an exchange between James Rosen from Newsmax, the chief White House correspondent from Newsmax, and John Kirby, a so-called admiral, who was up at the podium and wouldn't address any of the allegations against Joe Biden. And their solution was, I'm just not going to talk about it, right? I'm just not going to talk about it. We're going to do stuff to you, and we're not going to answer for anything that we do, and that's just the way it is. And what I'm shocked by is how many people are willing, including so-called Republicans, are willing to say, okay, well, that's the way it's going to be. And, gee, why wasn't that an option for Trump? Why wasn't that an option for any other Republican who gets accused baselessly, it turns out? And why can't they just shut up and not say anything? Well, why does the press accept a Democrat saying, we're just not going to talk about it? But when a Republican gets pressed, oh, no, 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 that becomes a top story forever and ever and ever and ever and ever until they address it. And then when they address it, then it becomes a story forever and ever and ever. We get the game. We understand the game. I'm just tired of playing it. Let me get out to Jerry. Jerry, I'm pleased you waited. Welcome to the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Yes, good morning to you, as always, and it's always so good to listen to you. Two quick comments, if I may. I am not Catholic, but I understand what you were just saying. But I just want to say I don't see very many Catholics coming out and speaking up about what is going on the way you do. Now, you do have a platform, Chris.
Right.
But, like, for example, in Idlib, where the commie pope is, anytime he has a service, you see how flooded the audience is there listening to him. It's like nobody wants to go against him. Nobody wants to get into the streets, and none of the practicing Catholics, the bishops, the priest or whatever, want to say anything.
Well, can I tell you why? Because as we are watching, Jerry, and I want you to get to, don't forget your second point because I want to get to it. But we are watching right now the institutions in the United States, the FBI, the DOJ, our government being turned against us. And there are a lot of people who are just blissfully going about their life and they don't know what's going on. They don't comprehend what's going on. They're the individuals who just go about their life and they don't understand, right? And you know these people. You know who they are. They don't care to understand. They weren't involved in government when it was actually functioning, so they're not involved now. So the Democrats, socialists, Marxists rely on those types of people to be blissfully ignorant. And that makes up, sadly to say, the bulk of our population. They are blissfully ignorant. And they say, well, of course we support the FBI. I support law enforcement. That's about as much thought as they put into this. The same goes with the Catholic institution, which arguably has been around a lot longer than the U.S. government. There is a, especially among older Catholics, you just, like I could just picture my father every time I call out our Marxist Pope. I can hear the father in the back of my head going, you can't do that. He's the Pope. So there's part of that, Jerry, that is an institutional, and a lot of Catholics have forgotten that it's not about the man. It's not about this so-called office. It's about whether or not he's living up to the gospel, whether he's living up to the example of Jesus Christ. And there's no doubt in my mind this Pope is betraying our Lord and Savior. There's no doubt in my mind. So our faith instructs us, as long as you keep your brain and your focus on the Holy Grail, which is salvation, which is the teachings and the Word of God, you'll know the impersonators when they come along. And Pope Francis is one of them. Pope Francis is a Marxist, is a socialist who embraces anti-freedom, which is anti-God. So I knew about Francis, you know, about a year and a half in. I got all the dirt on Francis I needed to know after he started out with all the support that we could give him as Catholics. And he quickly changed when he started making these so-called reforms inside the Catholic Church, basically having us turn our backs on 2,000 years of teachings. So what's your second point?
Thank you for that. I fully understand. I'm with you on that. My second point is, and I didn't mean to change the subject matter on you, but all morning long this news came out, and of course it's here in Houston locally. All the local fake news stations are reporting on Trump and this tape that CNN has of Trump talking about these highly classified documents. My point is that I guess I'm just exhausted about everything. And I'm going to be honest with you. I try to hang on. I'm a fighter. I don't look to other people to fight my battles for me. I never have and never will. But it's kind of hard getting into the trenches with people who claim they're conservatives, claim they're patriots, but when it comes time to fight, they run. They run like rats. Nobody seems to want to fight. Nobody seems to want to care. Mm-hmm. But getting back to the Trump tapes, I'm getting very, very tired of Donald J. Trump, to the point where thoughts are coming to my mind that I'm going to sit this election out because I don't even like the other candidates. And it's horrible that I'm feeling this way, and I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for therapy or to talk to somebody, but it is at that point. I mean, that tape is damaging.
Is it?
What they're playing of it and what they, yeah. And of course they can edit it, they can splice it, they can cut it, who knows? But it's like, what comes to my mind is when I hear this, oh, Trump from his inside people, oh, Trump doesn't listen to nobody, he's his own man, he's his worst enemy and this and that, and it's just all being put in the big salad bowl. And
well,
the
you
salad
know,
has already become stale.
Well, Jerry, let me ask you, actually, let me tell you, the reaction you're getting is precisely the one you're supposed to get. This is why CNN and MSNBC and all the others do this. They want you tired of President Trump. They want you tired of defending him. That because they want you to choose somebody who is more to their liking. So, Right now, the word has gone out that Beijing Biden is damaged goods. So they're gonna throw him overboard, and they're gonna get somebody else to run in there in the Democrat primary. That's the conventional wisdom anyway, to run against Joe Biden. But what the reaction you're having is the one that it's designed to elicit. So yeah, I heard about the tapes,
and
I said,
you know
what I say to CNN? I say as soon as you start getting invested in finding the Biden tapes, then come talk to me. But
Chris.
Well, hold on before you get to that, before I invest any time in listening to CNN's editorial perspective on tapes that exist because of Trump that were leaked out intentionally to damage Trump, who is not even sitting in the Oval Office right now. When CNN gets equally devoted to finding the tapes out there that exist of Joe Biden and the oligarch, the 17 tapes that of this oligarch and Hunter Biden. And then playing those until they get equally invested about the man who's sitting in the Oval Office right now making decisions to harm us, then CNN is just a bunch of partisan hacks. And I'm not going to pay it any mind.
And I understand exactly where you're coming from in what you just said. It's done by design, all of it. But if the question you ask yourself, this tape is damaging. Is he cooked? I mean, I'm looking at the bigger picture. You know, I'm a MAGA Republican supporter. I am. But do we have anybody in place to run with the philosophy of MAGA Republican, not Republican, MAGA conservative? We don't even have anybody in place if Trump goes to prison, which I don't want him to. But who's next to step in line?
Well, we have a deeper bench on the other side, certainly. I mean, look who's waiting in the wings for Beijing Biden.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah. You got Gavin Newsom, the architect of that California dumpster fire. I mean, seriously, look at the other. I mean, you think we have a pretty deep bench compared to the socialists, compared to the Democrats. And what I mean by a deep bench is those who are at least feigning devotion to the Constitution. The other side doesn't even bother with that. Look, Jerry, I understand the mentality and the weight that you're bearing. You just got to know it's designed to do that. And maybe it's just because I've been at this a lot longer than a lot of folks. It's kind of like water off a duck's back. We thought that Trump's goose was cooked with the Access Hollywood tape, right? I would not count out President Trump. And, you know, frankly, those tapes aren't as damning when you recognize the power of the president. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
News. TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. The mercenary chief who led the armed rebellion in Russia has broken his silence, denying reports he'd set out to overthrow the government. US President Joe Biden's fronted the media, rejecting speculation that Washington had its hand in the uprising. And fresh reports out of the US have revealed 15% of America's Bradley fighting vehicles that have been sent to Ukraine have been destroyed in Kyiv's counteroffensive, which has so far failed to yield any results.
For all the latest community events, rallies, marches, festivals, and fundraisers happening near you, visit the What's On Events calendar on the TNT Radio website at tntradio.live. Stay in touch on TNT Radio.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
They've been saying that 2 in 3 deaths on country roads are country people. We might not want to believe it or want to blame others, but think about that final high school year wind cheater. Hey, look at the names. There will be some who've died. Classmates, teammates, friends no longer here. We can't ignore it. 2 in 3 deaths on country roads are country people.
Think road safety. A message from the Government of South Australia.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Who is Klaus Schwab and what is the World Economic Forum which he leads? Klaus Schwab, the chairman of the World Economic Forum, believes transhumanization is a fundamental part of the Great Reset within the Fourth Industrial Revolution. He states, the difference of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take genetic editing just as an example. It's you who are changed, and of course this has a big impact on your identity.
Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
President of the United States. President of the United States has access and the ability to declassify at will. He's the only one in our government who has that ability. Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, has admitted he's been stealing classified information that he wasn't entitled to since 1974, his time as senator. Yet CNN doesn't focus on the man who's sitting in the Oval Office. So that's everything you need to know about this so-called leaked tape. CNN, ABC has obtained. No, you were given. So you can be a propaganda arm for the deep state. Where do these tapes come from? Where do these tapes come from? People who want to stop America First from ever coming to fruition ever again, from ever getting into the Oval Office. By the way, every single time, every attack that happens to President Trump, his poll numbers go up and up and up. Why? Because the American people get it. The people who are launching these attacks on President Trump, the last concern they have is for the country. It's for their own power. And it's patently obvious. It's nakedly obvious. President Trump discussing the classified documents. Listen to this.
Phony case. Well, it is true. I mean, it is true, isn't it? In other words, whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the absolute right to take them. He has the absolute right to keep them, or he can give them back to NARA if he wants. He talks to them like we were doing, and he can do that if he wants. That's the law, and it couldn't be more clear.
Fact checked by Judicial Watch, 100% true. Once you know and understand the power of the presidency, what that office conveys, then you know that these tapes really aren't much of anything. They're designed to do what everybody who is quote-unquote tired of Trump, man, we just want to get along with Democrats. If you just want to get along with Democrats, go vote for John Cornyn. If you just want a country that surrenders to socialists, go be John Cornyn. The vast majority of Republican chairs in the state of Texas support John Cornyn and thus support just stop complaining about our candidates. We want to give you who the Democrats approve of. By the way, the Democrats never survey Republicans when choosing their candidates. They don't give a damn who you want, just so you know. It's a one-way street. So, folks, I just don't think you ought to get too concerned about this. The President of the United States has that power and authority. ABC and CNN, they're off their rockers because they didn't give any coverage, zero coverage, to Beijing Biden illegally holding classified information for decades. Decades! And then storing that classified information in unsecure locations where China could get access, you know, by the Corvette, in a building that communist China bought and paid for, paid rent to Hunter Biden for, office space. Oddly enough, the same dollar figure that Hunter Biden was paying his daddy in rent. The same dollar figure, $49,900 and some odd dollars, just enough to get under the trigger of a red flag by the IRS. Just, isn't that a coincidence? Huh. Oh, by the way, Hunter Biden won't see any jail time for lying on his taxes, for lying on a gun form. Would you guys get the Hunter Biden deal? As a conservative, as a regular citizen? No. No, you wouldn't. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Senator Ted Cruz going back and forth with these bat guano crazy left-wingers. Whether this person's sitting in a congressional hearing or they're sitting in the Oval Office or they're sitting at the desk at CNN and ABC, these people are all the same. Listen to this back and forth with Cruz. He wants an answer to a very simple question. Are men and women different? Are there differences between men and women? That's all he wants to know from this so-called witness. Now, you guys tell me, why would you vote for anybody who doesn't know the difference, doesn't know the answer to, are men and women different? Yes or no? Why would you vote for anybody who has that mindset? Is that stupid?
If the question is about trans women...
I'm just asking, is there a difference between women and men?
What I can say is that the NCAA has rules in place. They've had rules in place for the last decade, and when this competition
happened... Okay, I'm going to try again.
The rules were clear.
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes-no question. Do you believe there's a difference?
Oh, I think that we're talking about this case with the NCAA.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people could answer this very simply. I'm curious if you're willing to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just putting it into the context of the conversation that we're having. I think that there are definitions related to sex.
Is that a yes? So I'm trying to get a yes or no. I'm not trying to get a speech. Is there a difference between women and men?
I think that there are definitions for biological sex.
Okay, so you're not answering that. Let me ask you this question then.
So you understand the game. Just don't answer the questions. You go up there with your talking points and you stick to your talking points. Now, how does anybody get anywhere with that? I guess there's a corollary on the conservative side, and this is what I would say to our previous caller, Jerry, don't accept the premises of the left. The reason why these tapes are quote-unquote just discovered or being obtained by CNN and ABC is because they're being selectively leaked to damage President Trump, because his poll numbers continue to go up and up and up. No matter what they do, they're throwing the kitchen sink at President Trump, and he continues to gain in popularity. Because the people get it. And the people that are unleashing all this stuff, they don't get it. So what did Rush Limbaugh tell us all those years? Never accept the premises of the left. Don't. So this is the left wing basically adopting a version of that. Don't answer questions. Don't answer. Just stick with your fantasy land. Don't accept reality. And that's the difference between us and them. We are grounded in the constitutional reality of who we are as Americans. The other side wants to change all that. So they're already in a Marxist socialist la-la land.
Why do women's sports exist? If you can't define a difference between women and men, why not abolish women's sports and just tell little girls to swim with little boys and see who wins?
It's another fair question. Why do we have women's sports? Why did those who believe in equal opportunity for the sexes create a different league for women? Why do we do that? Why did Title IX come into being? Why did we do that? Because there was an inherent scientific recognition that men and women are different. Scientific reality that men's bodies are built differently than women's bodies. So that's why a level playing field was created. That's why we have the WNBA. It's why we have women's sports. So that women would have equal opportunity. Now, here comes the Democrat Party. They want to destroy it all.
Oh, I'm simply saying that that sex
my
is
question,
different than gender.
Why
and I do,
do
believe
why
that women's sports have a great
exist?
Value. I mean, Senator, I'll tell you right
Ms. Robinson, please answer the question I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Why do women's...
Do you hear this? Absolutely, I will. And then she doesn't. Absolutely, I will. Why does women's sports exist?
I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Why do women's sports exist?
I think that there are so many positive benefits to sports.
But
I mean,
why have a separate category for women? If there's no difference between women and men, why to have women's sports?
I'm saying that there's a difference between sex and gender, and that the NCAA has rules in place, which they have for the
so
last
Mr.
decade.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to enter into the record an article from Duke Law called Comparing Athletic Performances for the Best Elite Women to Boys and Men.
There you go. So that's that exercise in futility, trying to rationalize with a complete bat guano crazy individual. These people are bat guano crazy. And John Cornyn and CNN and ABC are stroking their chins thoughtfully saying, how do we get along with crazy? How do we accommodate crazy? Barry's calling. And Barry, glad you made it here to the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. What's up, man?
Well, actually, Chris, I can't do this justice in 2 minutes. Can I be held over after break?
Yeah, you can do that. Well, just tell me what you want to talk about first, and then we'll get to it.
We're finally getting court relief from this gay madness. In two cases, Supreme Court is going to hear today, rule today on a court case where these transgender freaks are trying to force a woman to do a website for gay marriages.
Yeah.
Trying to compel speech as opposed to discrimination. And two, the case that the Fifth Circuit, Braidwood, the business got an exemption against hiring homosexuals and lesbians and transgenders.
Well, there's Let me go to break, because you know what, Barry? Hold Barry over, because he wants to finish his thoughts on the other side of the break, Russell. Folks, this is great. Barry and our first caller had... you're getting the reactions that you're supposed to get, that the left-wing media and the leftists are setting you up to have. This natural human impulse to rebel against those who are harming you and society. All I'm going to say, Barry, before we get back, is we got to make sure that we're targeting the right people. It's not gays. It's not gender dysphoria, folks. It's those who claim to be working for those communities who are left-wingers, who are socialists and Marxists. I'll explain it all, and we'll hear more of Barry's comments on the other side of the break. It's the Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
We're all saved. The United States Department of Agriculture has approved lab-grown meat made from steel tanks and grown in a petri dish for human consumption. This is a glorious day.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
For the first time in U.S. history, the United States government has approved the sale of chicken made from animal stem cells. Lab-grown or cultivated meat is grown in steel tanks using the cells that come from a living animal. Billionaires Bill Gates and Richard Branson have invested billions pushing lab-grown meat. And of course, Bill Gates, being America's single largest farmland owner, has huge sway over agricultural policy, and Gates has stated he wants the entire Western world eating synthetic or fake meat, no more animal agriculture. So enjoy your lab-grown meat printed from a 3D printer. As governments around the world ban actual meat, lab-grown meat and insect eating are being offered as alternatives. Bon appetit. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Black Lives Matter was formed in 2013 following the trial of George Zimmerman, who was acquitted of murder on grounds of self-defense for killing Trayvon Martin, a 17-year-old African-American youth. In protest of the verdict, left-wing author and labor organizer Alicia Garza coined the term Black Lives Matter. Activists and art college instructor Patrice Cullors and Black Alliance for Immigration executive director Opal Tometi helped popularize the phrase as the social media hashtag, #BlackLivesMatter. In 2014, the movement attracted further attention after the fatal shooting of Michael Brown by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. The movement gained further attention during the death of George Floyd in 2020, when an estimated 15 million to 26 million people participated in the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests in the United States. Subsequent riots inspired and created by Black Lives Matter caused property damage of between $1 billion to $2 billion, involved the burning of cars and buildings, looting, assaults, and some deaths. As such, the 9,000-plus individual Black Lives Matter protests could be described as American history's biggest, longest, most destructive riot.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, folks. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I want to continue the conversation with Barry. Barry, you know, this is exactly what the left does. It's how they keep us divided. They institute bat guano crazy unfairness. And then they blame it all on gays, which, by the way, not every gay person, not even a majority of gay people, are out there doing all of this crazy stuff. But the left does this to put one side against another. And it keeps us at each other's throats, because that's how they keep and maintain power. I just want you to recognize that we shouldn't be played. This isn't, there's nobody who's gay, quote unquote, who's doing this to our society. It is at bottom, it is those who are left wingers. They may be gay, but it's their leftist communist agenda that drives them. So there you go. Barry, you still with me, right?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. The first case was ruled by the Fifth Circuit. Braidwood says that it enforces a strict civic dress code, Men may not wear lipstick, fingernail polish, or dresses, and they may not use the women's bathroom. And they have rules for women as well. It has gotten an exemption on discrimination. And I think people need to stop having a knee-jerk reaction when they hear the word discrimination. Some discrimination is good. I want pedophiles and child molesters discriminated against working at a kindergarten. So it's not always a bad thing. But we're finally getting some relief from the court. Now, the other cases were you remember the case where they tried to make a baker bake a cake?
I remember that, yes.
Okay, this case is similar. They're trying to compel the speech of a creative artist. A 303 creative lifestyle is saying that she would not do a website for gay couple. Now, there are other website designers in town. This becomes trying to normalize this sickness. Now, I take issue with you when you talk about gender dysphoria, because gender in and of itself is a social construct. It's a man-made thing. Anything flowing from that is man-made. It may very well be that a 10-year-old girl in fifth grade seeing the boys having more fun, but the boys being allowed to do more, may just muse one day, you know what, I wish I was a boy. That does not mean she wants her breast lopped off and take puberty blockers.
Well, Barry, I agree with that, with what you just said, but as far as gender dysphoria is concerned, I have consulted medical professionals who say that syndrome does exist. However, that what you're seeing with transvestite story hour, the transvestite movement, that's not gender dysphoria. That's what you and I would both call freaks. But the gender dysphoria is real, but it is so rare. Statistically, it is so infinitesimally small that the fact that we're turning over our society to accommodate it, that's how you know it's a political movement, and the Marxists and the leftists are behind it, because it is in no way reflective of a majority anywhere. And okay. and as I've said, Barry, that's why they call it the LGBTQABCDEFG+, whatever the hell it is. That's why, because the Democrats need a voting bloc. It's all political.
Well, more and more gay groups are dropping the T. And when they saw those freaks out in Seattle on bicycles naked, more and more gay people are saying that it was never our intent to target groomed children.
Damn right.
It was never our intent to invade the women's bathroom and the locker room and the shower and everything else. It was never our intent to turn men into women.
The majority of gays are out there, and we've interviewed them. You know what? We interview them, and they've said that we do not believe in marketing sex to children. And the fact that the left wing that is trying to normalize this, the Democrats who are trying to normalize sex with children, we're out. We don't want any part of that. And for them to try to label us with that, they're rejecting it.
Okay, the last thing I want to say is that I recommend a psychiatrist named Miriam Grossman in a 4-minute video where she debunks this gender dysphoria and ideology.
She's been a psychiatrist for
40-45 years. I think
there is debate in the medical community about how prevalent it is and what it actually is. But there's good room for debate there. Barry, thank you very much for the call. Very instructive. Thank you. Rick, you're up next on the Salcedo Show. Glad you made it here to the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Good morning, Chris. Nice to have you back, man.
Thank you, sir.
I just like to throw a little rebuttal to Jerry over there, who's getting tired because he's not a fighter or whatever he says, the fighter. 75 million people, and it's growing. I think we're going to get more minorities, and I think we're going to get more of the gay community in it voting this time. And it's not Trump. Trump has always been out there in the front saying the movement is not Trump. It isn't him. It's the movement that says that we got to right this country before it goes wrong, before it goes too left, and we can't stop it. And if we don't stop it now, it's going to go really wrong if Biden gets another 4 years.
No, really.
So it's not Trump at all. And for him to say that there's no good candidate, Scott's a good candidate, DeSantis is a good candidate, Swamy's a good candidate. There's a lot of great candidates out there that want to see this country prosper and grow and get back on the right side of Christianity, where we think it should be. And it's not Trump, it's 75 million plus voters that are saying that we're sick of this.
Well,
and that we're going to start going.
Well, that's a very keen observation, but I would say one thing in defense of President Trump. Can you name any politician in our lifetime that has taken the incoming that he has had to endure, the entirety of the establishment in Washington, the deep state, unleashing attack after attack after attack because this guy wants to stand up and put America first and go against this whole global one world government mentality? Have you seen any politician that wouldn't have? I mean, George W. Bush would be in the basement sucking his thumb right now if even half of the incoming against President Trump had happened to him.
No, sir, I cannot. And that's not come. We respect Trump as voters. We respect him because he is a fighter. He gets up, he gets hit, he gets up again, and he goes and gets hit again. And then everybody tells you, well, these tapes came out. Okay, well, hit him back. Hit him back and say, well, we've got tapes that Biden took $5.1 million, and he's still getting more money for betraying his company. Then they'll turn around and walk away and run because they can't stand facts.
Well, they can't. And again, why is it we're focused on a president who had the right to declassify any information he chose? Why is that somehow out of bounds when Beijing Biden was possessing classified information from his time as senator and vice president that he had no right to? He stole, and nobody wants to talk about that. That's why CNN is full of crap. It's why ABC is full of crap, and why I don't believe anything that they put out. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Gary, I've got about a minute and a half, but it's all yours. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Hey, Chris, one thing we got to recognize that Rush Limbaugh told us about is, this is just my opinion. I could be wrong. Sometimes I think we have seminar callers portraying to be Trump supporters when really they're not. They're for some other candidate. Namely, Ron DeSantis. They're trying to get him off the ground. My only problem is Trump never took any presidential salary. Mm-hmm. He's lost some of his fortune fighting for this country. I'm going for the man that the more you dump trash on him, the more I want him, because that's the one you're afraid of the most.
Yep.
All these other candidates get money. They get packed. And I'm going to be honest. I don't trust DeSantis too much because he got too much Bush money packed people behind him.
See,
and
I've heard that.
He's a career politician.
I've heard that. And again, I am focused on DeSantis and what he's done. You know, I don't care who's backing him. I just want to see what he's done.
I do. Chris, I do care who's backing him because let me tell you something. If you can turn on the man and help you become governor and then turn around and try to take his job and co-opt the MAGA movement, you have no loyalty. You have no integrity as far as I am concerned. Okay. To me, that to me is a backstabber. And that's how we end up with Mitt Romney and John McCain. What they do, and I'm going to tell you, I believe Ron DeSantis, who come out of Harvard and Yale, is no different than George Bush and John Kerry and all the rest of them. Their job is to neutralize, marginalize, and stop the Donald Trump MAGA movement, and people need to understand that. These people are, and see, Ron DeSantis can be bought, because if you can go against Trump after a pack, hundreds of millions of dollars of PAC money, and the Bush is behind you, a man who literally helped you when you would have been there?
Gary,
come on now, Chris.
No, wait a minute. Look, I had this discussion with one of our Rumble chatters yesterday, and she thought that she wasn't welcome on the chat because she's 100% Trump and doesn't trust DeSantis, which is okay. Everybody's welcome and all the opinions are okay. I just don't believe. I mean, if I was to ask you, Gary, what have you objected that DeSantis has done as governor, the man in charge in Florida? He has made Florida more conservative than the state you and I live in, Texas. He has made it more prosperous. He has made it better. And more conservative, constitutionally conservative. You can't take we don't have to take away from what a guy has done to elevate somebody else. And that's my point. And now, if you prefer Trump over DeSantis, groovy. I'm all for that. Trump has a great track record. But we can't, I don't think we have to tear somebody down and assign negativity toward them that they've not earned. Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn have earned it. I don't think DeSantis has. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. All right, folks, back to the Dodgers, back to religious bigotry coming up next.